There's no doubt that changes are happening at the Environmental Protection Agency. As we heard earlier, Trump wants to refocus the agency to loosen regulations on industries. In fact, if you go to EPA's website, you'll see more than a few photographs of EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt with power plant workers in Missouri, promoting the administration's new Back to Basics agenda. Something else you might notice there, as the LA Times reported, climate change has been removed from the environmental topics menu on the site. Those are just the most recent examples of changes that are making many staff at EPA nervous and angry, including former staffer Michael Cox. He resigned from EPA recently after 4 years as climate change advisor in the Pacific Northwest and Alaska, and worked at the agency for decades before that. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier and I interviewed Cox for our Trump on Earth podcast, because on his way out the door, Cox wrote his boss a scathing letter. Here he is in his own words and some of our conversation.
March 31st, 2017. Dear Administrator Pruitt, today is my last day after working at EPA for over 25 years. I assume you are aware of the current low morale of EPA career staff. I have worked under 6 administrations with political appointees leading EPA from both parties. This is the first time I remember staff openly dismissing and mocking the environmental policies of an administration and, by extension, you, the individual selected to implement the policies. The message we are hearing is that this administration is working to dismantle EPA and its staff as quickly as possible.
So what happened? Why did you write this letter that has gained a little bit of national headlines?
Well, Reed, the letter was really trying to do two things. I've been working with EPA since 1987. As with any organization you work with, at least for myself, for a long time, you really want to see that organization succeed and meet its mission, which EPA's mission is pretty simple: protect human health and the environment. So what I had observed was very low staff morale, probably lowest since I've been at the agency since 87. So what I wanted to do was to write a letter to Administrator Pruitt and just document some of the concerns that I had that I thought were contributing to the low morale. And then second, provide some ideas on how he might navigate the agency since he's new and try to engage staff and increase the morale. Because in my mind, in order to be successful, the EPA career staff have to be on board and inspired and motivated to do their work.
Yeah, you say that the staff are openly mocking the new administration's policies, decisions. You know, what are some of the main things that people there are upset about?
Well, a couple things. Let me start with the climate. Administrator Pruitt, over a month ago, talked about his thought that carbon dioxide from human activities was not a primary contributor to climate change. Now, he's modified that a bit, but that still concerned, I think, people at EPA, because many people think that climate change is one of the biggest environmental challenges of our lifetime. And so that was a little disturbing. I think the second thing, which is kind of attached to the climate change, was the budget. Now, I understand, and many other people at EPA understand, that elections have consequences and that a new administration has different priorities. But the proposed budget that came out of the administration was cutting EPA's staff 20 to 25% and cutting and eliminating many programs. So that was disturbing in the sense that if you look at that, it's kind of cutting to the core of the work that we do. So I think that also contributed to some of the low morale. One thing that tipped me a little bit was, I think it was March 28th, where the president came to the EPA.
It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you my friend, the President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump.
And he was coming to sign executive orders that was rescinding or repealing many of the climate change activities that had been put forth by President Obama.
I guess they like what we're about to sign, huh?
It wasn't a surprise he was going to do that. He had said he was going to do that.
I knew they were going to like this one.
But the day of when he was coming, the chief of staff for Administrator Pruitt sent out all staff to all of us, and the headline was, "Our Big Day Today." So for many of us, we looked at that and we're going, "Our big day? Who's the R here?" The president is coming to EPA, which obviously he's president, he can do that. But it just kind of set us all off and felt like a real poke in the eye to coming to EPA and saying we're going to repeal these. And not only that, but in some way we were supposed to be happy and proud of that.
With today's executive action, I am taking historic steps to lift the restrictions on American energy, to reverse government intrusion, and to cancel job-killing regulations.
And know exactly the day you're talking about, March 28th. That's where the president signs an executive order at the EPA, surrounded by coal miners.
Come on, fellas. Basically, you know what this says? You know what it says, right? You're going back to work. That's what it says. You're going back to work.
I mean, I guess the implication is there was sort of an anti-industry agenda at EPA.
I think in terms of the coal miners, I can't speak for anybody else. For me, what was more disturbing was what I call false hope, and sympathetic to the coal miners. You know, they are losing their jobs, and there's evidence is clear. The question that I have is not pitting the coal miners against anybody else, but just looking at historically what's happened with coal mining jobs. They've been declining for years, for decades, long before President Obama came into office, mainly because of automation. More recently, the decline in the production of coal was because of fracking, because of the cheap price of natural gas. And what was ironic to me is the other policies that President Trump is promoting is to have more drilling, to open up more lands for drilling. So the demand for natural gas, coal, for electrical generation is probably not going to go up very much yet. We're going to have more supply of natural gas, which Economics 101 says other supplies like coal, which are more expensive, will probably suffer. So I was disturbed personally just because I think he was giving false hope to the miners that their jobs were going to come back.
If you were to sit down with Scott Pruitt and, you know, have a beer or have a cup of coffee, what would you want him to know, or what would you want him to do?
You know, it's a great question, Reed, and I'd gladly sit down and have a beer with him. You know, to be honest, I think he's probably a nice guy. I think he's got a good family, and I'm sure he's a nice guy. So nothing against Scott Pruitt. It's more wanting to give him some ideas on how he could navigate EPA. So I had four things I would tell him to do or suggest that he does. Is the first thing, when he came the EPA's first day or two, we had an all-staff meeting, and he was over the TV for us. And first thing he said is, I want to listen and learn from EPA career staff. And, you know, that's welcoming. We hope he does that. Up to this point, we hadn't seen much evidence of that. So do that, listen and learn. The second, really use science as the cornerstone of the work we do and how we move forward. As I say, good science makes good policy. Let the science drive you. Obviously, there's the laws, Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, that we have to, is a cornerstone too. So look at the law, but look at the science. Make the science your driver. The third, I think a leader really needs to be able to motivate and inspire staff. That's what gets them to go the extra mile. No matter what business you're in, government, industry, nonprofits, that's what a leader needs to do, inspire and motivate. So I would hope that Administrator Pruitt could advocate and support staff. In, let's say, for example, in the budget negotiations, I'm hoping he's in there saying, you know, we don't really think we can have these kind of cuts at EPA and still sustain and meet our mission of protecting human health and the environment. And the final one is come and visit. Come out to the Northwest. Come out to Alaska. We'll show you around. We'll show you what we're doing, how we're working with states, how we're working with tribes. We'll take you to Alaska. You can see firsthand what climate change is doing to villages and communities in Alaska. So those are the four things I would suggest to Administrator Pruitt if we just did happen to sit down and have a beer or two.
That was Michael Cox, a former EPA scientist, talking with the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier and me for our Trump on Earth podcast. We did reach out to EPA about his letter to Administrator Pruitt, but didn't hear back. You can read the full text of the letter at trumponearth.org. That's where you'll also find past episodes, and you can subscribe there, too. We're doing the podcast in partnership with Point Park University's Environmental Journalism Program. That's TrumpOnEarth.org.